We live in a society where individuals are not shy to exhibit a hate for God, a hater of God, or hateful to God. Though this is the case, it is not unique to our day and time. When the Apostle Paul spoke of the sins of the Gentiles, he said they were haters of God, the New American Standard Version, or hateful to God, the American Standard Version, Romans chapter 1 and verse 30. My question to those who do is, why do you hate God? Is it because God created you and sustained your life? For in Him we live and move and have our being, Acts 17:28. Is it because He did good and gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness, Acts 14:17? Is it because God's law is holy and the commandment is holy and righteous and good, Romans 7:12? Is it because God does not want you to perish? The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:8 through 9. Is it because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life, John chapter 3 and verse 16. Is it because Christ died for you? For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:3 through 4. Or just maybe it's because you love the darkness. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hateth the light, and does not come to the light, for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God. John 3:19 through 21. Or you, as the men of Israel, are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, and are always resisting the Holy Spirit. Acts 7:51. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "And even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up unto a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting," Romans 1 and verse 28. What best describes your reason for hating God?